Cuomo's tax commission is recommending a $1 billion reduction in property taxes, including a temporary halt to local government and school tax increases, as well as a decrease in the corporate tax rate. The commission also wants to increase the threshold for the estate tax from the present $1 million to over $5 million. The governor, while not committing to specific recommendations now, says much of it is possible.
It's good news that the state is in the position to contemplate tax cuts.
The plan would freeze all present property tax rates if local governments and schools cooperate for 2 years. The municipalities and school districts would then get a 2% increase in cash each year from the state. Some property taxpayers would even get a rebate on their taxes through what's known as a circuit breaker if their taxes are determined to be too high for their income level. Tax Commission co-chair, former Governor George Pataki, says taxpayers would finally be getting some relief.
They're not going to see an increase in any of their property taxes. This is a positive step.
Pataki, a Republican, had wanted the commission to recommend reducing the state's income tax, but he says he's now satisfied that a temporary tax surcharge on the wealthy will expire as planned in 5 years. The other co-chair, former state controller Carl McCall, a Democrat, chided local governments and schools for what he says is a continued high rate of spending. He says that's contributed to the state's highest in the nation property taxes.
All of the various levels of government have to find ways of working together, sharing services, and finding ways of reducing the kind of burden that has been imposed on our citizens.
Ron Deutsch, with the progressive-leaning New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, had been pressing for the circuit breaker as a way to ease the property tax bills of New Yorkers who can least afford to pay. He says it sounds good, but he'd like to hear more specifics.
The devil is always in the details when you're talking about a circuit breaker. So really what a circuit breaker is going to do, it's going to limit the amount of property taxes you pay based on your income level. So if your income level is lower, then you shouldn't pay a huge amount of your income in property taxes like many families are in New York State right now.
Deutsch is not a supporter of the business tax cuts. He says studies have shown that millions of dollars in state tax credits given to businesses have not improved the economy or created jobs. He recommends eliminating what critics have called corporate welfare instead. And he says upping the threshold on the estate tax is a huge giveaway to the wealthy. Business groups disagree. The state's business council says the estate tax changes would help small businesses and farmers, and reductions in corporate taxes would benefit industries who've made a significant commitment to New York. E.J. McMahon, with the Empire Center, a fiscally conservative think tank, is also pleased with the business tax cut recommendations, which include a swifter phase-out of an energy tax surcharge. But he says overall, the tax cuts are not the game-changer that New York needs. And he says the temporary property tax freeze would actually provide very little real economic benefit.
It's not aimed at jump-starting the economy or promoting economic competitiveness. It's aimed at achieving a desired political result.
2014 is an election year for Cuomo and all members of the legislature. McMahon says a 2% per year property tax cap enacted 2 years ago is already working. And he says the real way to get property taxes down is to reduce unfunded mandates and other costly rules and regulations for schools and local governments. One unanswered question is how to pay for the $2 billion in new tax cuts. The state already faces a projected $1.7 billion structural deficit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.